Now, several counties in southeast South Dakota are saying that some of the county roads are in such condition that they can't put plows on them if the snow needs to be plowed. Some roads are too soft. Even a passenger car can create a waterbed type effect on them. Joining us to discuss the conditions in Yankton County, we have Barry Van Osdel. He is county supervisor for Gayville Township. And Barry, welcome to In the Moment. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
You have been out touring the township. Tell us a little bit about what you are seeing.
Well, we are seeing numerous spots within our township where the road is nearly impassable with a passenger vehicle or a non-four-wheel drive type vehicle. And we have seen some improvement in the last 2 days, you know, with the warmer weather and dry winds blowing. We have seen some improvement, which is nice, but we still have spots that are very soft and nearly impassable.
What does it look like as far as predicting where there's going to be? Are people getting into trouble on the roads because they don't really know, and if they're driving heavier equipment, that can cause an incident? Or how are people navigating that situation?
Well, throughout our township and I know some of our neighboring townships, we have flagged certain areas that are soft, so maybe people have that warning. We have closed a couple of different sections of road to keep people off those of the real severe areas.
Tell me, as you tour the township, who's with you? What are you sort of looking for? Are you communicating with the state or the county? How does that interaction work?
We're in contact with our county highway department manager, and we talk to the contractor who services our roads for us, who does the maintaining and the grading of our roads to keep in touch and so we're all aware of what's going on within our township and our roads.
When you say something is soft, or there's areas that are just sort of soft and unpassable, how dangerous can that be?
Well, at high speeds, it could be very dangerous. If someone would come upon those areas too quickly, you can easily lose control of your vehicle, and it can throw you into the ditch for sure if you hit it too fast.
This is a part of the state that has really experienced a lot of weather-related blows, even since last fall, and just the wetness of that fall. Tell me what the overall sort of ongoing impact is just on the conversations that people are having and the uncertainty that they face.
Well, it's just... You know, it just is a cumulative effect. I mean, we had all the moisture last summer and stayed wet through the fall, and now if we're coming into this spring where we haven't seen a real change. I mean, we are just compounding any issues that were there last fall, and this spring they just continue to get worse.
Do you have any idea from the ongoing economic impact of some of these weather events might have on infrastructure? Is the sort of the normal way that you deal with infrastructure and funding being stretched to its limit?
Well, in our township, we're fortunate not to have any major damage with the flash flooding and the high water that happened last month. I know in neighboring townships throughout the county that they've had way more severe issues with road cutouts and damage to culverts and loss of certain areas of the roadway. And for small townships where we don't have a lot of good options for funding, it'll be a major setback for a lot of the townships. And if we're unable to receive some sort of funding, maybe through emergency declarations, it'll be a long, long time till some of these things get repaired back to where they are supposed to be.
What has the impact been on larger vehicles, whether it's agricultural traffic or school buses or, delivery trucks? What's the impact been there that you know of?
Well, a lot of those big vehicles have to find different routes. We're going to have to take a different road that's maybe not quite so damaged, or completely go around the area. I mean, I know our mail, not our personal mail, but mail in the area, the people have had to move their mailboxes to a road, to a surface road, so that the mail can continue to come. And as far as truck traffic, I mean, we are recommending to keep these heavy trucks off our township roads, because they are in no way shape to be able to handle that weight right now.
What's the weather like today?
Today, it is just windy and cool here. We haven't seen much precip. Yep.
All right, hold on.
and
Barry,
right.
I want to ask you, and I know this is not the science of this, but a little bit about your observation, but people are calling us and telling us about this sort of, you know, how you can see the road kind of wave a little bit when you're on it with your car. Have you witnessed this? Like, can you describe that to me?
Well, I have witnessed it. It's something I don't know if I've seen before, to be honest, at least this extreme, because I don't know. I mean, I have seen it. I'm not sure of what's causing it, other than just maybe the frost heaves coming through the highway.
But you kind of see it in motion a little bit, like a waterbed effect. Is that legitimate? Is that what it looks like?
It does when you're coming up to, you know, as it's a ways away, it does look like that little ripple effect. Yeah.
Wow.
it is strange. It is strange to see, for sure.
Unprecedented, maybe, and unwelcome, for sure. Barry Van Osdahl is County Supervisor for Gayville Township, and he joined us on the phone. Barry, thank you so much for being here with us today. We really appreciate the insight.
You're welcome.